2 Corinthians chapter 1. And I'd like to start down at verse 15. At verse 15, the Word of God reads like this. And in this confidence I was minded to come unto you before, that you might have a second benefit, and to pass by you into Macedonia, and to come again out of Macedonia unto you, and of you to be brought on my way toward Judea. When I therefore was thus minded, did I use lightness, or the things that I purpose? Do I purpose according to the flesh, that with me there should be yea, yea, and nay, nay? But as God is true, our word toward you was not yea and nay. For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was preached among you by us, even by me and Silvanus and Timotheus, was not yea and nay, but in him was yea. For all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him amen, unto the glory of God by us. Now he that establisheth us with you in Christ and hath anointed us is God. And I'll stop right there this morning. And thank the Lord for his word. And I want to think on, if God be my helper, it's what the Lord gave me, the true believer. The true believer. There's a lot of belief in our world, and I can't never remember. And I remember being lost, but when I was lost, I believed there was a God, because I'd been around church my whole life, my family, my dad, and I believed there was a God. But that belief didn't save me. But one day the Word of God came to my house, and more than my ears heard it, my heart heard it. And I knew I was lost and I needed a Savior. And I found him to be true. And that is true belief tonight. That's what I want to preach on, if God be my helper, for just a few minutes. Much of what's going on in our world, we talk about what a bad shape the world is. You know why? One of the reasons the world's in a bad shape? Because churches are in a bad shape. The power of God's the only hope that sinners have. And they'll never find it without the church. And they'll never find it without a man of God. I'm not talking about somebody that uses the name of God. I'm talking about somebody preaching to help people get to God. There's plenty of entertainment. There's plenty of religious movements, but there's not too much true belief in the Lord Jesus Christ. And just to be honest about it, there never has been. It's just a few. That's what the book said. And I want to preach on them true believers, if God will help me for a few minutes today. I know how Satan worked on me when I got under conviction. He don't want you to get saved. But he can't keep you from getting saved. There's only one can keep you from getting saved, and that's you. When the Lord came and spoke to my house, I knew I had a decision to make. Being saved is more than a decision, but you do have to make a decision. And I made the decision that I wanted the Lord more than anything this world could give me. And And when I came down, I found that Satan was right down there at the altar, just like he was everywhere else. When I got down to pray, he tried every way in the world to hinder me. And I'm just telling you from my own experience, it just is the way it seemed to me that day. As I tried to pray, and I tried to pray, and I had difficulty getting past this old thing here. But in a little while, it seemed like the Lord bent down out of heaven and picked old Satan up and set him back out of the way and said, "Now you leave him alone. He's talking to me now." And then I got to the Lord. The Lord done what I couldn't do, but I had a part to do. I had to tell him my heart and trust that he would do exactly what I asked of him. I want you to know today, if you never have believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, that today you can leave this building knowing him for yourself. And if you have believed and Satan has beat you down, that you can go renewed in strength this house today. Paul's telling these Corinthians here, we never came preaching Christ yea and nay. There ain't no if or ands about it. God is God. Amen. And beside him, there is none other. I thought of the woman that was mentioned earlier. The Lord told her, she said, we worship in these mountains. And he said, the time will come when neither in this mountain nor in Jerusalem will you worship me. And he said, the time will come when the true worshiper must worship in spirit and in truth. If you truly ever become a believer, you're going to have to hear the word of God. Amen. You're going to have to hear it and accept that it's help for you. Just as certain as a world. When Daniel's friends, he had favor with the king. And the king loved him, and he was set aside with others. And he chose, and Bible said he purposed in his heart not to defile himself with the wine that the king did drink or the meat that they eat. And so they had a keeper that watched over them. And when he refused the meat and the wine, the keeper said, I can't permit this. For you, the king will come to see what your countenance is like, and you'll be puny. And that's my words. And you'll be puny like, and they'll have my head, for I've not took care of you as I wanted, as I needed. But Daniel knowed exactly what he was doing. He said, "Well, you take, I believe it was 10 days, and give us just the vegetables and things, and you come back and check on us." And 10 days, when he come back, the Bible said he was more fire than them all. He had favor with God. A true believer. He didn't just believe when the crowd was around. He didn't just believe when it was popular. He believed when nobody else would believe. He believed. And then when his friends got jealous of him and they concocted a plan to get him taken down. Did you know that somebody wants to make sure that you go down? Amen. Somebody wants to make sure that you don't succeed. Yes. Somebody wants to make sure that you ain't happy. Amen. Somebody wants you filled up with other things other than what will make you happy. I enjoy things in this life. I ace things that I like to do and I enjoy. But there's nothing that's ever satisfied me like the day the Lord saved my soul. Because I knew from that time on, I didn't have to go to hell. And you don't have to go to hell today. But if you reject Jesus, there is no other way. There's not another name given under heaven whereby men can be saved except the name of Jesus. And so, Daniel, you know the story and how it went. And they got the king to make a decree and entrapped him. But Daniel had a habit. He had a habit of praying. And when they got done with their concoction to get him took down, he just kept on doing his same old habit.
Yeah, come on.
He just went right back to the same window and raised it toward Jerusalem and called out to the same Lord God. I wonder today, where's the true believer that prays, not just when we're at church, but in our everyday life? Amen? That is what the sinner is needing today. If we want to help the world, we can help it. We're the light of the world. Now, Jesus ain't here no more. He's sitting at the right hand of the Father. The next time we see him, he'll come and get us. But between here and there, he wants me and you winning sinners to God. And there's one way to win them. We have to truly believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. There ain't no yay or nay about him. He's just yes, amen. And that's right today. And so we seen Daniel when after they was cast into the den of lions, and the king came rushed down the next morning. He passed all the night long. And he run down the next morning and checked on Daniel, said, Daniel, do you still live? And Daniel answered back. He said, oh, king, live forever. How could that possibly have happened? I'll tell you how it happened. They put a true believer to the test. Amen. They put a true believer to a test that he should have never survived. He should have never been able to have cried back to them from out of that den of lions. But what got him to do it was his true belief. I hear him sing songs that says that he prayed down in there. I don't have no Bible that tells me he prayed. He prayed before they put him in the den of lions. Before trouble comes your way, if you're a true believer, you're to be praying daily to him.
Amen.
You're to be seeking him every day.
Amen.
That's right. And then when the trouble comes, we can believe him when trouble comes. Let me say this to you. God never promised me I wouldn't have trouble. He didn't promise me I wouldn't get sick. He never promised me hardships wouldn't come my way. But he promised me he'd never leave me or never forsake me, even all the way to the end. Now, do you believe that or not? I want you to know you're looking at a boy that believes every word of that. I believe from the night that I put my trust in the Lord Jesus Christ that he'll take care of me. Amen. I don't know what life's going to bring. I know what it has brought me, but I don't know what today or tomorrow holds, but I know who'll be with me. So listen, a true believer a brother has evidence that they're a believer. Amen. I standing one day out at the church where I was a pastor and talking with people, and the Lord spoke to me. And the Lord, a great big old oak tree is sitting there, standing there on the side of a bank. And the Lord spoke to me, and he said, you believe there's an acorn put in the ground there? I said, yes, Lord. He said, how would you know? You never seen it. And I said, no, Lord, I didn't. I'm just talking to myself. Nobody standing around me heard the Lord speak, or they didn't hear what I was thinking. But directly the Lord said to me, how do you know it? I said, because I see the evidence of it. The way the sinner is going to know that there's a God down in our heart is there's going to be some evidence from it. The Bible said faith is the evidence of, amen. Faith ain't just something that people, you know, it's a lot of religion today, cults and everything else. But I want you to know today, brother, that faith in the Lord Jesus Christ is not some concocted, made-up imagination of man. It's a God living in heaven and listening for somebody to cry out to him.
Amen.
I need him help.
Come on,
and he can answer. Thanks be to God, he answered Daniel.
Amen.
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 Then we know the Hebrew children. They came and were cast in the fiery furnace. Amen. That's right. And they said something to this effect. They said, whether our God deliver us or not, O king, we're not careful to answer you. We will not bow to you.
Amen.
This world, somebody said you can't live for the Lord anymore. I hear that kind of stuff. You can't live right anymore. I say if you're a true believer, you can.
Amen.
I don't have to live in drunkenness. I don't have to live in cursings and anger and hate. I don't have to live in a bunch of filth. I've got something, brother, that lives inside of me. There's nothing of me to boast about, but there is something to boast about. The one that we believed in. Is there something to him? I believe there's a world today that's a dying to find out if anybody believes in him anymore. I want you to know there is still people that believes in the Lord Jesus Christ. He took my feet and planted them on solid ground and established my going. Amen. I want you to know that today. And so they cast the Hebrew boys in, and the fire was heated seven times harder than ever before. Amen. To the point that it slayed the men that cast the Hebrew boys in. Amen. And yet, after a space of time, the king went to look down in the furnace and said, did not we cast in three men?
Yeah.
And they said, yes, king, we cast in three. He said, but I see four loosed and walking around.
Yeah.
Listen to me. True believers go through the fire. They go through trials and temptation. They go through hardships unimaginable. Amen. And through it all, they prove that they're something to the Lord Jesus Christ. Our faith are to prove what we say. Our words are to prove it. Our deeds are to say, I believe in Jesus. I don't have to put on no sign on no shirt saying, I believe my life ought to say, I believe. The harder life comes, the more
we can prove it.
Yes.
Amen. I've seen in church work, I've seen some of the greatest faith warriors, soldiers of God, is little feeble body people. When Satan's coming at the church with all forces and trying to give trouble, amen. And some wants to drop out and run off or just quit, get discouraged and quit. There'll be some little old faithful children of God. There'll be some people, amen, that won't throw in the towel. They won't quit going to the altar. They won't quit searching the scripture. They won't quit going to church. Amen. And somewhere, amen, the Lord will come by and deliver the true believer. He always has, and He always will. When we think we can't make it, God makes it for us.
Amen.
Amen. All we got to do is just keep believing. Amen. Oh, yes. All these believers all down through the Word of God. I call that 11th chapter of Hebrew. That's the, you know, they've got Hall of Fame for baseball and football. My name will never be put in there. Amen. But I call that 11th chapter of Hebrew. That's the Hall of Fame of believers. Amen. Men and women that were tried. God had told Abraham and Sarah, I'm going to give you a son. I'm going to give you a son. And years come and years went. And they were past their age. And yet one day, amen, she conceived and brought forth a son. Thanks be to God for true believers. Amen. You know what I see today? I see discouragement everywhere I turn. Amen. There's no wonder there's discouragement. There's a bunch of pretend believers. We ought to believe in what we say. If I believe it, then you'll see me living it. And if I don't live it, I truly don't believe it. So listen, are you a true believer today? If you got your trust in the Lord, He's yea. He's not yea and nay. He's yea. He's affirmative. He's God today, and He'll be God tomorrow. And if I'm in the graveyard, He'll still be God. Amen. All they'll ever put of me in the graveyard will be this old natural man. Amen. My life will be gone back to God who gave it to me. Amen. Listen, true believers, let me say this to you. I'm not talking about just going and putting money in the offering plate. I'm not just talking about shaking hands when it's fellowship time. I'm talking about faith, an amen, that does not give up. Faith that stands up for Jesus in all situations. Thanks be to God. Oh, Paul was beat and left for dead. He was cast in prison. He was whooped next to death several times. Amen. And yet, when they'd find him, when they threatened him, amen, the next time they would find him, he's still preaching the blood and the cross and the grace of God. He went in to the church of Galatia over yonder. He taught those people that, you know, that it wasn't in the sacrifices that they had done. It was in the faith that they put in the Lord Jesus. It wasn't in the markings of the flesh. That was a big fight in Paul's day, the fight of the marking of the flesh. Amen. And Paul has said, it's not he, oh, the circumcised, but he that's circumcised in the heart. Amen. Ain't you glad? The true believer, amen, has markings that prove they're believers. Amen. They'll believe in the nighttime. They'll believe when the storms are raging. They'll believe when nobody else does.
Amen.
That's what a true believer will do. Are you a true believer today? Oh, thanks be to God for true believers that I've seen and known in my years of going to church. I thank the Lord for the true believers that I've known. Now, let me say this. Everybody, when we're young, we're naive and maybe don't see things. And then when we get older, we get critical of everybody and everything. Hard to put trust in people because people lie and they cheat. Did you know preachers lie and cheat? Deacons lie and cheat. Sunday school teachers lie and cheat, but true believers won't. True believers are true. They'll do without to keep from doing you wrong. That's what a true believer will do. Amen. Oh, listen today. I said it this way to the church where I pastor. I've had children, and my children's done many things that I don't agree with and things. But you know what? I still love them.
Amen.
I love them the same. And I try to correct them, and I try to instruct them. Amen. Listen. But whether my children want to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, that's an individual thing.
Amen.
Daddy believing won't get you in.
Right.
Your mama won't get you in.
Amen.
You got to believe for yourself.
Amen.
And yourself alone. Your wife can't get you in.
That's right.
Your husband can't get you in.
That's right.
You'll have to get in for yourself. That's true believing. And so I see when Paul was at the Galatian church, he'd gone and he came back and he told them, said, I'm amazed. I'm astonished at how soon you took another gospel, which is not the gospel. Amen. This blessed book that Jesus gave us, brother, preached in its purity, preached in its power, preached in the Spirit, it is the gospel of Christ.
Amen.
It is yay this morning. Put your trust in it. I say it this way. You can build a life on a good foundation, and Jesus is the best foundation.
Amen.
He's the tried stone, the precious stone. Thank be to God. One place the Bible said, Paul said, he hath made me a wise master builder. Amen. A wise master builder. He said, take heed what you put there on this foundation, if it be wood, hay, and stubble. You know what the wood, hay, and stubble is? That's earthly things.
Yeah.
Building a church with earthly things. And that's going on around this land.
Yeah.
Building it on earthly things. You know what you'll find around that? Unbelievers. They can put on a good show. They can read in the scripture. They can sing the Christian song. But to know what it is to get back and get a hold of a God that can anchor you in the fog.
That's right.
A God that can help you if you're in the storm. A God that's dependable. A God that's faithful. A God that lieth not. Amen. I'm glad this morning that one day the scripture, I became a true believer. I believed what, here's what the book says, if thou believest the witness of man, you'll find that over in 1 little John in the 5th chapter, if you believe the witness of man, the witness of God is greater. Amen. I found the greatest witness on the altar. I found the witness that's faithful and true. I found a witness that caused me to be a true believer. Amen. Thank God for it. The news came back to me. People that knew me said that won't, David won't last. He won't make it. He'll never hold out. Well, they're right about that. I couldn't hold out. But I got a hold of one that did.
Yeah,
amen. I put my trust in one that did hold out. He's on an old rugged cross, nailed to an old rugged cross after being scourged. Lots of men never lived through the scourging, but he was there on that old rugged cross. Amen. But he was faithful, and his love for me held him to the cross. His love for you held him to the cross. Amen. If that ain't enough of a reason to believe in him this morning, I believe with everything in me this morning. It's because of him that I am what I am. So, true believers. I've worked with a lot of people through my years on public jobs. And they say, you're a preacher. I've got a little old business that I run. I had a doctor from up at Greenville come, and I'd done work. Well, my wife had told him about me being a preacher. And he got real religious with me then. And we done work for him, a right smart of work. And when she sent the bill, we never did hear back from the bill. We never heard nothing back. So we sent him another bill. We thought maybe it got lost in the mail. Sent him another bill. Well, it never did come back. No reply to that. So then we sent him an official letter. We sent the letter to him, and he got to his office, and where he was doctor, the nurses and the I forget what you call them, the ladies that answers the phones, and so they knew that he hadn't paid his bill. And then he got ashamed and called back and wanted to scold us because we sent him such a letter. Listen, this morning, acting religious ain't going to help you.
That's right.
Pretending ain't going to help you.
Amen.
But believing in the Lord Jesus Christ will get you eternal life.
Amen.
And I'm gonna say it this way, and I'm soon coming to a close. If you a true believer, it changes their life.
Amen.
They'll quit their cussing and their lying. I ain't saying we're perfect. God knows I know better than that. I know the flaws in this old man. But I'm saying this, when God saves you, there's a change takes place.
Amen.
A change for the better.
Amen.
If it weren't for true believers in this world, thank be to God that there's still some true believers, some that's bent their knees to the ground and called on the Lord and believed with all of their heart. If it weren't for that, we'd already be ruined. I don't know what's going to happen to our land. I don't know. I don't know. I can tell you this. It looks bad, the future does to me. But I can tell you this. There'll still be some true believers when the Lord comes to get his church. He asked that question one time. Shall I find faith on earth when I come? He's going to find faith when he comes. How you know, preacher, the Bible said the dead in Christ shall rise first. And then we, which are alive and remain, shall be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. Who is that? That's the true believer. Didn't give up. Didn't sell out. Didn't compromise with the devil. They just believed the word of God and obtained salvation by grace because of it. Thank God for the true believer. I appreciate the true believers. I do. I appreciate them. They'll pray for you when you're down. They'll pray for you when you're cast aside. They'll pray for you. Amen. Paul would go back to them little old churches and he'd say, I thank God for you and your faith and for the prayers that you prayed for us. Thank be to God today for the true believers. Are you a true believer today? Or does circumstances get you down? Let me say this to you. I heard an old preacher say this one time. Circumstances don't make you what you are, but they will reveal what you're made of. If you're made of the Word, if you're made of the grace of God, it'll make you stand tall when everything around you is a-falling. It'll make you stand true when everybody says, I'm going to do what I want to. I can tell you, I can't been able to do everything I want to. God sometimes tells me no. And He's always right. So this morning, that's a question I want you to answer in your own heart. Are you a true believer? Do you truly believe? Or does Satan drag you down, take you away from the house of God? I've heard this stuff. I can live as good at home as I can at church. You can't do it.
That's right.
You can't do it. I can get my Bible down at home, and the Lord blesses me getting it down. I love to get it down and read it and Him talk to me. I love that. And I can get on my knees, and I do that every day. And I love to talk to Him. Not every time I get down to, I get through. But He talks back with me. He reveals things to me. He shows me things. He gave me this message I'm preaching to you this morning down on my knees. I had a lady ask me, I worked the elections and at the courthouse, and she asked me, said, do you write your own messages or do you order them? I said, I don't do neither. She said, then what do you do? I said, I read God's word and I get down on my knees and I say, God, give me what the church needs. And He's never failed. He's never failed. Hallelujah this morning. The word will make true believers. Believing the word will get you to be a true believer. And so this morning, that's my message. If there's anyone here